This is Fresh Air. The late jazz pianist Errol Garner is the subject of a new series of CD reissues of albums he recorded for various labels between 1959 and 1973. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a review of his pick from the series so far.
Garner, 1964, giving a big Hollywood build-up to I Found a $1 Million Baby at the 5 and 10 Cent Store, a song from 1931. It's from his album A Night at the Movies, my favorite so far from the ongoing Octave Remastered series of Garner albums. They're being issued one a month through next June. As an album concept, Songs from the Movies is about as loose as it gets. This one's even looser, because some songs, like that last one, actually come from Broadway. A few selections are older than talking pictures, like 1913's You Made Me Love You, a vehicle for Al Jolson, who did it slower than Errol Garner does. Garner is among the most charming and chipper jazz pianists. He's got that relentlessly bouncy beat, he gets a big brassy sound from piano, and he has a way of circling back to the tune during an improvisation. Those qualities and his old-timey repertoire here can make Garner sound like a throwback to 1920s novelty ragtimers. But he was a modernist as well. The German song Just a Gigolo was a favorite of Thelonious Monk. Errol Garner puts his own spin on it, tinkering with its timing his way. Garner Trio's buoyant beat was a three-way effort, with Eddie Calhoun's bass, Kelly Martin's drums, and Errol's left hand all in sync. But Garner's roaming right hand was the trio's free agent. His improvised line would step across that firm beat and slip into the cracks between accents. That line hovers over the rhythm the way his variations hover over a melody. This is Stella by Starlight. Discussions about how music makes you feel, because the same performance may evoke a wide range of reactions from different listeners. But it's hard to miss the joy that radiates from Errol Garner's piano as he spins out new and old melodies and cracks his little musical jokes. He's as listener-friendly as jazz gets. He improvises with wit, style, and grace, and he swings like mad. That joy he radiated is still contagious. You could catch it even now.
Kevin Whitehead writes for Point of Departure and The Audio Beat. He reviewed Night at the Movies, one in a series of reissues of recordings by pianist Errol Garner.